But right now, as we continue to celebrate the ticket's 25th birthday, 25 years ago today, we went on the air. Joining us now on the Buyer's Barricade Ticket Hotline is one of our favorite guests over the years, the Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Morning, Jerry.
Good morning, man.
Morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to call and extend and say in a way that we most certainly and positively did and understand and commit to that all of us here at the Cowboy organization and beyond with respect to what goes on wants and offer our heartiest congratulations to the ticket and to 1310 and all them viewers you have there. We're just so proud of you and what y'all have done.
That's very nice.
Thank you,
Jerry. Thank you.
Well, that is the least I can do. I mean, we listen to P1 Norm and to all the shows like Muser and Ticket Stock. We love them shows. And from me and Charlotte and Steven and Gene and Charlotte, we wish you all a happy birthday.
Oh.
It has been just a fantastic run of years and over the past 25 years with respect to the years that y'all have been on the air and
right.
throughout and the years.
Well, it's been a long time. In fact, when we started, you were going to Super Bowls. Think how long ago that was.
I know that. I knew you were going to take a little shot there, George. You're pretty pleased with yourself.
No, not at all.
But no, and you're not, but you are. And, but you should be pleased with yourself because you guys have made something out of yourselves, unlike my sons who are still living off the family teat.
Oh, man.
And I'm not being tried, but I am smiling when I say that.
Okay.
But, yeah, so much has changed. To George's point, so much has changed in the last quarter century.
Yes.
When that ticket there first started, I had only won one Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
One Super Bowl. And now I've won two more.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot more. That's three times as much.
True, yeah.
That's called success.
Yep.
Oddly enough, now, through some unexplained reason, I have more hair now than I had then, 25 years ago. How's he figure that?
Go figure.
That's also success.
And that happened 25 years ago. My boys shared a room, and now they have their own bedrooms. You know how it happens. You get old enough, you want your own room.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to get into your hand lotion time and all that.
Okay, Jerry, we're on the air.
25 years ago, I had a troubled star receiver, and now 25 years later, I got a troubled running back. So it moves around a little bit.
Yeah.
And you'll remember this. When y'all first went on the air, I had Jason Garrett in a secondary role just taking orders.
Mm-hmm.
25 years later, same thing. Still doing the same thing.
Just different title.
Well,
yeah.
He's the head coach.
Title.
So.
Yeah, different title. 25 years ago, I used to party hard every night, drinking myself sick, having Roosevelt run around with hush money the next morning to various Hooters waitresses. 25 years later, same thing. Same thing. Some things stay the same now. But I'm on end with this one.
Okay.
I want to tell you, I'd like to say something to one of your viewers in particular.
Listeners.
To John in Plano, who has been following the Cowboys since 1960. Did you like those three Super Bowls? I hope you did. I hope you did very much.
Still bitter about that.
There he goes. The fake Jerry with us here on our 25th birthday.